All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, and this week's a doozy. If you've seen Starrcade 1991, you know about the Lethal Lottery. 32 wrestlers will be randomly drawn into 8 tag team matches. The winners of these matches will meet in a battle royal for a chance to win $20,000 in cash and a guaranteed contract to challenge for any title at any time. This should be an interesting card tonight, but it will also have one wrestler in the driver's seat in a Money in the Bank situation. I stand at the interview desk as the grandmaster of the Lethal Lottery. Next to me is a tumbler with 32 envelopes in it. As I draw each name, the wrestler will come down to the ring and wrestle his tag team match with whatever partner fate has given him. The first name I draw is living legend Larry Zbysko. His tag team partner is the Brooklyn Brawler. Their first opponent is Kendall Windham. His tag team partner is Illinois heavyweight champion Iceman King Parsons. This should be a doozy of a match. The match is full of fireworks as Kendall and Iceman want absolutely nothing to do with each other. Kendall has the match well in hand, spearing Brawler in the corner. Iceman tags himself in. Kendall doesn't take too kindly to his interference. Iceman whips Brawler into the ropes. He sets up for a backdrop, but Kendall drills him with a bulldog. Kendall rolls Iceman over and tells Brawler to cover him. Missy yells at Kendall that he would throw away his own chance at an automatic title shot. But Kendall also wants to make sure that Iceman doesn't get that opportunity either. Larry Zbysko and the Brooklyn Brawler are the first two entrants for the Battle Royal, winning their match in a time of 3 minutes, 11 seconds. As we prep for the next match, I am back at the tumbler to draw more names. The first name drawn is Barry Horowitz. His tag team partner is James Storm. Their first opponent is Jerry the King Lawler. His tag team partner is the PWA's newest acquisition, Magnum TA. All four men make their best effort in the match. The two newest PWA wrestlers make a great impression on the crowd. Storm has Lawler set up for the last call superkick, but Lawler ducks it. Lawler makes a tag to Magnum. Magnum takes over and gets the pin on Storm after the belly-to-belly suplex in a time of 18 minutes, 52 seconds. Jerry Lawler and Magnum TA are entrants number 3 and 4 in tonight's Battle Royal. I come back to the tumbler to draw the next match. The first name is Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. His tag team partner will be Dark Horse champion Mark Merrow. Their first opponent is Bradshaw from the Acolytes. His tag team partner is one half of the American Tag Team Champions, Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Now, these two have been at each other's throats over the American Tag Team titles these last few months. This should be an interesting matchup. Idol and Merrow look like they are going to work well together. Bradshaw and Garvin don't quite know what to think about their pairing. However, it turns out to be the opposite. Garvin and Bradshaw look to have great chemistry, while Idol and Merrow have problems with each other's egos. Bradshaw nearly takes Merrow's head off with a clothesline from hell. He doesn't see the blind tag by Idol. Jerry Calhoun refuses to count when Bradshaw covers Merrow. Idol drops a leg across Bradshaw's back. Idol tosses Bradshaw across the ring with a double underhook suplex. And then Idol drops a knee across Bradshaw's forehead before getting the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 44 seconds. Your winners are Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, and Mark Merrow, numbers 5 and 6 in tonight's Battle Royal. I come back to the tumbler to draw the participants in our fourth match in the Lethal Lottery. The first name I draw is Tracy Smothers. His tag team partner is former Dark Horse champion Johnny B. Badd. Their first opponent is Greg the Hammer Valentine. His tag team partner is the other half of the Acolytes, Farouk. Both teams have a brilliant match. So far, this has been the best mixture of random tag teams on both sides of the match. Badd manages to gain an advantage on Valentine for a moment after a quick left hook. Badd sets him up for the Tutti Frutti, but Valentine blocks it. He grabs Bad's legs and takes him down to the mat before catapulting him into a neutral turnbuckle. Valentine makes a tag to Farouk, who inflicts some more damage before Badd gets the hot tag on Smothers. Smothers comes into the ring with Fist of Fire, clearing the ring quickly. Enraged, Farouk starts to tear apart the ringside area. Smothers slingshots himself over the top rope onto him, but Farouk catches him with a power slam into the guardrail. Farouk tosses Smothers into the ring apron before rolling him back into the ring for the pin. In a time of 25 minutes, 3 seconds, Greg the Hammer Valentine and Farouk are entrance number 7 and 8 in the Battle Royal tonight. Now, these are just the numbers of the guys that are in there, not the order that they will come in, because it's going to be a regular Battle Royal where all 16 guys, or however many guys there are, come into the ring all at once. Half of our matches have taken place. We have 16 more wrestlers to put into Lethal Lottery matches for the other half of the Battle Royal participants. For a fifth match, I come to the Tumblr to draw names. The first name is Nightmare Ken Wayne. His partner will be Beef Stew Lamarcone. Their first opponent is the other half of the American Tag Team Champions, Gentleman Chris Adams. His tag team partner is Black Bart. Bart easily handles both Wayne and Marconi by himself. Adams makes himself known in the match by nailing both with the super kick for Bart to get the pin on both of them stacked on top of each other in a time of 7 minutes, 22 seconds. Gentleman Chris Adams and Black Bart are numbers 9 and 10 for the Battle Royal tonight. We're getting closer to the end of the card. Our sixth match brings me back to the Tumblr. The first name is Davey Boy Smith. His tag team partner will be Scott Taylor. Their first opponent is the other half of Too Cool, Brian Christopher. His tag team partner is Nightmare Danny Davis. The match is interesting as the members of Too Cool refuse to wrestle each other. Davis takes offense to it after tagging in Christopher against Taylor. Christopher refuses to wrestle his tag team partner. Davis comes off the turnbuckle with a flying bulldog on Christopher. He pops back up to his feet and dropkicks Taylor back into his own corner. Smith tags himself in and charges Davis. Davis falls out of the ring after a football tackle. Smith picks Christopher up for the running power slam, but Taylor gets in his way. Smith tosses Christopher on top of Taylor. Taylor rolls out of the ring. Smith covers Christopher for the pin in a time of 15 minutes flat. Davey Boy Smith and Scott Taylor become entrance number 11 and 12 in tonight's Battle Royal. We've gotten to our penultimate match in the Lethal Lottery. For the seventh time, I come up to the Tumblr to pick out the next four participants. The first name is Dangerous Doug Gilbert. His tag team partner is Rick the Model Martel. Their first opponent is one half of the Illinois Tag Team Champions, Dick Slater. His tag team partner is Stan the Lariat Hansen. Now, Hansen is the one wrestler in the Tumblr not currently under PWA contract. With the departure of the Stud Stable, we were one short of the full complement of 32, so Hansen agreed to come in for the match. These two teams have a great match. All four men have brilliant moments. Slater gets the pin on Doug after a tornado DDT from the middle turnbuckle in a time of 20 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winners are Dirty Dick Slater and Stan the Lariat Hansen, numbers 13 and 14 in the Battle Royal tonight. Our final Lethal Lottery match has the final four members of the PWA roster. We know that fact. However, we don't know which side of the ring they will wrestle on. The first name is the former two-time and last PWA World Heavyweight Champion, Goldust. His tag team partner is the American Heavyweight Champion, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Their first opponent is the last member of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, Iron Mike Sharp. His tag team partner, the last name in the Tumblr, is the other half of the Illinois Tag Team Champions, Italian Stallion. Goldust and Eddie have issues throughout the match. Both men's egos get in the way of good tag team chemistry. Surprisingly, Sharp and Stallion seem to have great chemistry. In fact, Sharp has the match won after hitting Eddie with a loaded arm brace, but Tommy Young is distracted by Goldust and Missy. Sharp gets irritated with Missy's constant interference in his matches. He tags in Stallion and leaves the ring. Stallion takes a beating from Goldust and Eddie before Eddie pins him with a pile driver in a time of 18 minutes, 5 seconds. Goldust and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert are the final two entrants in tonight's Battle Royal. But before we get there, we get our monthly IAW update. Monday night in Calgary, you had both international titles on the line. Pretty Wonderful defeated Gino Hernandez and Tully Blanchard to retain the International Tag Team titles. And Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated Ravishing Rick Rude to become the International Heavyweight Champion. So we have a new International Heavyweight Champion in Stone Cold Steve Austin. Been trying to get him back in the PWA, but he's just not quite interested. And now that he's the International Champion, he gets to move around a lot more. So we'll see what happens in the future there. But now we get to our main event, the $20,000 Battle Royal. Automatic contract for any title, anytime, cannot be denied. So let's get to it. Davey Boy Smith gets eliminated almost right away by Black Bart in 20 seconds. Mark Mero gets eliminated by Brooklyn Brawler in 2:47. Brooklyn Brawler gets eliminated by Dirty Dick Slater in 4:05. 40 seconds later, Goldust gets eliminated by Greg Valentine. At 7:35, Scott Taylor and Dick Slater eliminate each other. Stan Hansen is eliminated by Eddie Gilbert at 8:40. Larry Zbyszko is eliminated by Jerry Lawler at 9:27. Austin Idol is eliminated by Farouk at 11:57. Black Bart is eliminated by Gentleman Chris Adams and Magnum TA in a time of 12 minutes, 10 seconds. At 13:36, Farouk is eliminated by Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Greg the Hammer Valentine. Chris Adams is eliminated by Jerry Lawler at 14:40. Magnum TA is eliminated by Greg Valentine at 16:35. And then Eddie Gilbert is eliminated by Greg Valentine at 17:14. And then a little over 2 minutes later, 19 minutes, 29 seconds into the match, Jerry Lawler is eliminated by Greg the Hammer Valentine. So your winner, with the $20,000, with the guaranteed contract, is Greg the Hammer Valentine. What's he going to do with the contract? When's he going to cash it in? What kind of issues is this going to make for the PWA? You're going to have to come back and find out, because it's not happening tonight. But, you know, tune in next week and we'll maybe see what happens as we edge closer to St. Valentine's Day Massacre in a couple of weeks. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.